a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I found out something really interesting yesterday.
Oh.
So I was in a meeting and the conversation's not here. This is an external third party sort of...
You have meetings outside of us?
Yeah. Mate, I've got stuff going on.
Do you really?
I actually do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Making moves.
Making money moves.
This is how I'm telling you I'm leaving.
Don't.
No.
Because you know if you leave, I'm out.
Yeah.
So you take this whole thing down with you.
Yeah, I know. Queenscliff Bookshop, is that? They don't know it yet, but when this wraps up, you're coming there to work.
Or Heads and Tails. Or okay. Bookgrove. There's so many in our beautiful region.
Any beautiful regional bookshops you yeah. are happy
and
to
And people
work
be like, oh, are you like an English major or you've studied literature? No, I just like the vibe.
Yeah, I just like the vibe. It's my aesthetic.
I just like the vibe.
Anyway, yesterday in this meeting, there was quite a few people and someone brought up feeling anxious about something.
Yeah.
And another guy in the chat chimed in. He's like, if you are ever feeling anxious and like overwhelmed,
yeah,
like you might be headed for a panic attack,
yeah,
or sort of in the early stages of a panic attack, or even I guess it'd work actual panic attack styles,
yeah,
he goes, I used to be a medic on the mines.
Oh
yeah, don't ask what kind of meetings I'm having, okay?
Yeah, I'm like, hang on. I was like, are you pumping money into Australia's mining? Like, what are you doing? Okay.
Used to be.
Yeah.
He goes, so I used to have to deal with people who were going through stuff like this. And,
yeah.
And he goes, they're operating heavy machinery or whatever, so you got to be able to,
disassociate almost.
Diffuse the panic attack as quickly as you can for everybody's safety.
Yeah.
He goes, next time you go to a cafe, grab yourself a bunch of salt sachets, right?
Yeah.
He goes, just have them handy around because if you feel that coming on, rip one open, dump some salt on your tongue. Can't be sweet, has to be, can't be sugar, like...
Yeah, like a sugar hit, has to be savoury salt.
Proper
hit.
Salt,
yeah.
He goes, because the way it works with your mouth and then the way it connects to your brain, it actually is like a reset, so it'll stop it in its tracks. Like, this is medical stuff, right? Big wad of salt on your tongue, panic attack, it'll stop you, and then you'll be able to actually pause and go, oh... What was going on there?
Okay, we will just say this is some guy in a meeting has said this to Tom.
He used to be a medic on
the mine. So look, we'll take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, well, and like, I said to him, I was like, do I have to put the whole packet of salt on my tongue?
Yeah, the whole packet.
Like, is that, and he's like, no, just a big chunk of salt, whack it on your tongue. And he goes, have some water after and wash it away.
Beautiful.
He goes, that will calm you down. And I was like, wow, that is really interesting.
So it might not work for the Macedonian community because we have, like, I have salt breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah, I did say Saxa, of course, only the finest. You've trained me well.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I got to work this morning and went to park in my usual, sort of semi-usual parking spot.
Yeah, which we don't talk about because it's private.
I know, right? But it's on the street.
Yeah.
Right? And because we get there before everybody else, there's no cars.
A little bit scary.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary to walk then to work, but we get the full day car park that we can then, or not the full day, but it's a free car park that we can then sort of just have for a couple of hours after the show. The thing is, I have been parking further away, but today I'm planning to sort of be out at an earlier time.
Oh, you've got that very important meeting that's here. It says Tom leaving early for very important meeting. Yeah. What is that?
Well, we're rewatching Game 7 of the NBA finals at Here and Now Bar.
Yeah. It's funny how I didn't realise when I signed the contract that sporting events could be a reason. Like, there's sick leave,
mate.
There's carers leave, there's sporting leave.
If you want to have as many meetings as I have, by all means.
No, I definitely do not.
Exactly. Says leaves at 10:15 yesterday.
Mate, I've done all my work.
You don't know your work. I know.
What am I supposed
to do? I
know,
as you walked off,
I was
like...
And I've done everyone else's work,
too. I know,
too.
And I was looking at you, I was like, take me with you.
I know,
I'll see
to so
one.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. No, it's okay, babe. It's fine.
I always say, can I help?
Yes.
What can I help you?
I know, it's just the world we live in. It's the world we live in. I'm not saying. I'm just...
Little drive-by there?
No, it wasn't a drive-by. I thought you'd take it as a drive-by, though.
Okay.
10:15.
I know a drive-by, John. Could I see one?
That was a drive-by. Anyway, so I got to this park, right? And usually I pull into the street and I'll turn around and I'll pop right in, and I've got even like my points of reference where I park, so I know that I'm at the perfect spot to be able to just drive straight out again.
I do that too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, nice. Yeah, so when I pulled into that street today, you'd parked there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what is she doing? She's got her own car park. But maybe you can't access the building.
No, I can't, because they're doing works.
Yeah, so you can't access.
So, that's so there's like a big crane in the way. Yeah,
cool. So that's all right. I'll just pull in behind her. That's fine. No worries.
Did I? No.
You hadn't done anything. You parked as the first car, right?
Yes, so that's fine. And because there's a curb there, you can't park right up against the curb, because then someone will come right up your ass and then you can't.
You haven't done anything wrong. This is not about you.
Okay.
Don't make it about you.
It's always about me.
10:15. So.
Devastated.
No, it's fine.
So I knew.
There was a car at the back of the row, and there's you at the front of the row.
Yes.
So there's a spot in between.
Yeah.
I probably could have nose-fronted it.
I reckon you could have. There was a bit of space there.
But I was like, no, do you know what? I'm going to reverse parallel.
Because you're not very strong at the reverse parallel.
I am very strong at the reverse parallel.
Okay.
You've not seen me. Don't pretend like you've seen me reverse parallel.
To be fair, you were wasted. So, yeah, it's probably... Under strict conditions.
Jokes are funny. Jokes are so funny on the radio. Ha ha, we say
10:15, you say.
So.
Yeah, that's a drive-by.
So I'm listening, and in the car, I was listening to a band called Sleep Token on the way in, right? But I'm on a playlist that, you know, you listen to a song and then on my Spotify just goes to another random song.
Yeah.
Right? Here's one that you like. Here's one that you like.
Yeah.
So as I pull up to reverse parallel, I stop. When I'm ready, and I put it in reverse, and this starts. I'm like, okay, here we go. And I'm concentrating on what I'm doing.
Yes.
And then... It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
And this song is called Black Hole.
Black Hole by Architects. New album. Bloody check it out. It's amazing, guys.
Here we go. Just an excuse.
No. But so I'm now reverse parallel parking with This Is My Soundtrack.
And apologies for anyone that lives in the general area. At 5 a.m. It doesn't really want that.
It was quite loud. I will admit it was quite loud.
Did you black hole my car?
No. So I've got my formula of the way that I reverse parallel. Yeah. This is what you do here, and then you straighten up, and then you're in, right?
Yeah.
Not this morning. You know how people say, like, oh, yeah, you turn down the radio so you can see the house that you're looking for, that kind of thing? I was going to be like, oh, yeah, whatever, right? But I was literally, I had to have 3 bites at the cherry. This morning, because I had this heavy music in the background and I was not able to concentrate.
It's so funny that this song's called Black Hole and you've absolutely ripped your rims out too.
Yes.
When listening to this
song. Two big black holes on the side of my car.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm so excited, my friend. The Guinness World Record has always been something that has intrigued me.
Mm.
I've always wanted to get in there myself, but I don't have skills. Although, maybe I do, I just haven't tried enough. It was broken, the fastest time to recite the periodic table from memory this week. A grade 5 Covenant College student by the name of Isaac Tesdorf did it at 10 years of age.
Amazing.
Here he is in his classroom breaking the world record.
40.37 seconds.
He's an icon of the school and of the Guinness World Record pages, and we've got him on the phone right now. Isaac Tesdorf, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping on, mate. I imagine you're quite busy now that you're a world record holder. Have lots of people been asking to talk to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you love the periodic table. Why do you love the periodic table, Isaac?
When I was in year 2, my grandma gave me a book about science. And in that book, there was a picture of the periodic table. And I was intrigued about it, and I did more research on it, and I just found to love it. And now I've broken a Guinness World Record about it.
Isaac, it's one thing to know all of the elements in the table, but it's another to, A, be able to do it really fast, and then, B, go, do you know what? I think that's the fastest in the world. I'm going to prove it. What gave you the idea to try and break the world record?
I got a Guinness World Record book for Christmas.
Yep.
And I just thought that I wanted to get in there, and I set myself a goal, and then a six months later, I've broken the Guinness World Record.
Amazing. Oh, my God, it's so cool. Now, there are 118 chemical elements. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and which one, do you have a favourite out of all of those? Is there one that you're like, that's my absolute favourite?
Yes, it's called curium. I like it because it's not number one, it's named after Marie Curie.
Yeah.
And I loved her work on radioactivity.
Yeah.
And number two, it's got, it's just quite interesting element. It's actually got enough radioactive energy inside of it to boil water.
Wow.
We're learning today, Isaac. You're educating us as well. Very cool.
Thanks.
Hey, what was your time and what was the time that you had to beat?
The time that I had to beat was 1:30 and I got 40.37 seconds.
Oh, you smashed it. Oh, my God. I thought maybe you'd beat it by like a few seconds, maybe like 1 second, but that's almost a full minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the thing is, we know that you've been practicing this a lot. You did it at school in front of all your friends and family, but I would love to know if you would treat us to the periodic table in your fast Guinness World Record breaking way. Isaac, are you able to give us the periodic elements very, very fast? Will you accept our challenge?
Yep.
Can you promise not to accidentally swear?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, good boy. Good boy. All right.
We'll give you the countdown. Ready? Here we go. Three,
two, one,
go.
American Kuran Bucker and Kofonim, Einstein, Fermin, Mendelzim, Bellium, Lorenzim, Rusfordim, Dumnish, Boogie, Borim, Hassim, Mightner, and Dumb, Statue, Moran, Kendrick, Swabanishim, Novius, Lorenzim, Moscovium, Lawrence, and Nessie, Gomesis.
Yeah! Oh, mate! All completely accurate, too. I was fact checking as you went through, mate. Brilliant. Well done, mate. Very clever.
Thanks.
Now, are you going to be teaching science at Covenant College? Are you the new teacher there?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that you never know. You might be teaching science to everyone else because you've taught us a whole lot. Isaac Tesdorf, you are amazing. Congratulations on being part of the official Guinness World Records. We are excited to know you, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Proud of you, mate.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, I'm going to keep this story anonymous, but I will say this. Recently, I was away with a group of people. Just if you know the answer, there's no need for you to chime in.
I'm not saying anything,
I'm just
mate.
Saying. You just,
I'm
just, not just, saying don't, anything. Just don't chime in.
Okay.
And one of the people was asking, hey, does anyone have some floss?
Hmm.
You know, because it's always great. There's always one. So I experienced this on the weekend as well. My friend, we stayed over at our other mate's house and she was like, do you have toothpaste? I'm like, no, I thought you would bring toothpaste. She's like, I thought you would bring it. There's always one, right?
Yep.
So only one person in this group that went away brought floss.
Mm.
And they were very excited to say, I've got floss.
Got you. I've got you, boo.
Don't you worry. Yeah. I'm going to get you some floss, right? Mm. When they came back into the room to give the floss asker, some floss.
The person who's requested the floss.
Person who requested floss, standing in the kitchen, just waiting.
For floss.
For floss. Person B went to get the floss.
Yes.
What do you think, if you were person B, what would you come back with?
The little roll, and then you give it to them, and then they get as much as they need, and then off they go.
Yeah. No.
I thought this might not be where it's going.
Nah.
No.
Person B decided to give a length of floss.
This is how much floss you can have.
This is how much floss you can
and
have.
I'm going to touch it with my fingers.
Gave it to person A. And I said, this is diabolical. What world are we living in? The world is grim enough. This is how we're acting as
shortage
a society
of floss.
Now?
There's a shortage of floss.
Not to mention, I'm sorry, I'm a floss user. I need it a bit long to wrap it around my fingers.
Yeah,
because it becomes slippery after a while,
you've traditionally
right?
got quite large fingers too.
And,
so
and quite large
sausage
teeth.
Fingers, so they need and teeth, yeah, true.
Yeah, right? So they gave them what I would call a short piece of floss. And I ripped this person, person B. I said, how dare you? Disgusting behaviour.
You animal.
Get back in there and give them the floss container so they can choose their own floss.
Yeah.
What type of person would allocate a piece of floss to someone?
To be fair, those who don't bring floss shouldn't live in tooth decay houses.
Okay. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are asking a question because you and I and Lingy cannot come to the same result. Your mate threw a party.
Mm.
And they had a whole bunch of friends that came over and everyone was instructed to take their shoes off at the door, which is standard.
Yes.
Right? Someone left with your other friends. Well, is it your friend? Do you know the friend?
All of these are my friends.
All these are your friends. So person B has left and when they've gone to leave, they look down and said, someone's taken my shoes.
Yeah.
Black Nikes. Mm. And a higher up black Nike too, probably around the $200, $250
mark.
Someone's left their old Nikes there instead.
Mm.
And we can't figure out what's happened.
One size smaller. And we're certainly not suggesting that anything inappropriate's occurred. We assume that it was accidental or that the shoes are indeed still in the house somewhere, but they've been hidden by a child.
Yeah, probably not likely though. Mm. Now, the friend that threw the party, they now have these pair of shoes that's been left there, these old pair of Nikes that are there. And how long do they have to keep them for?
I said about 18 months.
Yeah, I said a year. Lingy said a month.
Yeah, we thought that was quite savage.
Yeah.
On 52232955, Trace in Whittington, what do you say, mate?
A month.
A month?
You one
agree
month.
Agree with Lingy?
Yeah. Not even that.
Okay.
Wow.
That's been generous.
Ooh, okay. Have people left stuff at your house before that you've gotten rid of?
No. My grandson actually went to Adventure Park and took his Crocs off.
Yeah.
And went back to get them when done, and one of his Crocs was there and the other one was gone.
Huh.
But there was a cheaper version.
Oh. Someone's done the half
so he
swap.
Has one good Croc and one.
Okay. Well, what I would say is there are no good Crocs, is what I would say. That's incorrect. There's no, it's a false statement there, Tracy. Mark's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Mark. How long would you keep him, mate?
Mate, if it's been this long, I'd give him a 3-dayer.
3 days?
From today.
Yeah, from today, I would say. No, well, you think about it. If they've left their shoes there, it's either deliberate or someone's walked out barefoot.
Yeah.
And they're well aware that their shoes are there.
Yeah.
So I'd say, you know, let us know by Monday. If not, it's see you later.
There you go. Mark's put the official call out.
So, yeah, you're sending out like a text blast.
I'd send out the text to everyone and just say, guys,
got
you know
here.
What the go is.
Yep. Got them or they're going, right? Come get them or they're going. Yep. Okay.
I love that, Mark.
3 days from today. All right.
Nice. Mark doesn't muck around, does he?
No.
Lucy from Armstrong Creek, how long would you keep someone's shoes at your house?
Well, look, I'm, to be honest, a complete hoarder. Look, you come back in like 10 years' time and they're probably still at the front door, to be completely honest.
It's got like flowers growing out of them or something.
Probably be using them, invite them, you know, any guests to come in if they want to trace around in them and, yeah, put them back where they came from and Bob's your uncle when you come back. So,
nice.
They become the house shoes.
Yeah, the house shoes.
Yeah.
Go pick up the groceries, help mum. Get the groceries out of the car, slide them on.
Yeah.
The old slide-ons. Tali from Drysdale, what say you? How long would you keep someone's shoes if they left them at your house?
I think not at all. If they, they're either yours now or, you know, if they're good ones and they fit you, otherwise they stay, you can chuck them out. It's like the drinks. You don't take your drinks. You just leave them there. So if you left your shoes, too bad.
Yeah,
too
bad. They're not yours anymore.
They're Tali's now.
No, yeah. It's like party tax.
Party tax. So you take my shoes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.